Ode to Blue-Haired Ladies by Flat Daddy. They drive battleships down Mopac at 80 miles per hour, peeping through the window of the wheel, hands at 10 and 2 above their heads. Next to them, I see blue birds' nests and noses, spectacles perched atop their beatific smiles, gnarled knuckles absently in place. I wonder what the blue-haired ladies think, perched on pillows inside 2-ton metal missiles hurtling down macadam and concrete. I've never seen a single one look to the side, the rear, or ever use a mirror except to plant some artificial roses in her cheeks. They must drive divinely guided, for I know they don't see me. They don't see anyone. They don't see traffic lights or stop signs, dogs or joggers. They see Jesus' face, I think, and he leads them safely home and to the store for kitty litter. I see them humming in their tinted, cool cocoons. The old rugged cross comes in telepathic transit through my window, powered by the fervor of habitual belief. The blue-haired ladies fill the roads, a great and growing flock of souls on cruise control, holy rollers driven by their Lord, their Ford, their Pontifiac, their First Church of Buick, comfy in their leather pews. Candles burn upon the dash next to plastic virgins grinding to the bumps. I think blue hair must really be secret complex antennae that link little old ladies directly to God. Otherwise, all the roads and highways would be littered with their corpses. I smile at that, and I relax, safe in my knowledge that the car ahead, powered by a blue-haired Oldsmobile apostle, is surely, truly blessed.